Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Morning, Jeff. How are you?
Morning, Jeff.
Hey, good morning, guys. Where was my invite this morning?
Well, we're a little hurt you didn't come, but I think Staley's going to make an appearance. So
really?
We're going to be covered. Yeah.
You guys should have a good
Benny
time,
the
Ben.
Bull. And, well, you know, I got to tell you, Clark and I traded hats for a minute.
They bonded, yeah.
I have a White Sox hat on, and then he like, wiped his armpits
yeah.
and
oh,
then sneezed
boy.
On it and yeah. gave it back. So there could we could come
like,
to blows
that's like
before
the
whole thing's
right
over.
There, isn't it?
That's right, buddy. You got to be careful. Mascot wars. So, Jeff, help us out. Where are you on the Mitchell turning off the TV issue? Can you believe that got so much national attention?
No,
just keep
I don't.
The radio on, right?
I just can't believe it. Yeah, turn the TV sound down and turn the radio up. Come on, guys. Really? I mean, it's to me. Don't care. Don't care. It's just such a silly thing. I mean, I don't have a chance to sit there and watch the news conferences
right.
for a lot of different reasons. So, I mean, I'm not looking at his face or anything like that. I didn't see the TV replay of the interview or whatnot. But I went in the locker room after that. I didn't know about that after. And he was in a great mood. I mean, I rarely see him in the locker room. So, had a little chat with him. Nothing about anything important. But it's all good. I mean, it's just a comment. I mean, I think it's probably more tongue-in-cheek than anything. But to me, it doesn't matter. But apparently every slightest vibration right now, I always compare these things to spiders on a web. The slightest vibration, that spider's going to move and try and get its prey. So the slightest vibration right now with the Chicago quarterback is drawing national attention and filling their time slots quite well with video.
Jeff, if he were playing better, I think everybody would have collectively shrugged at what he said. I think there's so much attention and scrutiny based on everything that he does
yeah.
and says and how he acts because he lacks confidence on the field, and I think people interpreted that as maybe a lack of a confidence off of it. What will happen Sunday? How will that change? What can the Bears do to get him in a rhythm so he starts believing in himself enough to make a difference?
Well, as I've said for weeks now, they got to help him too, right? And I know it's not just on that, but collectively, the offense has just not been in sync really one time this year to really get down to the brass tacks of it. So how do you get that? I mean, yes, you could take a page out of that Detroit game last year and how effective they were against the Lions at home in Week 10. They turned around and did it again with not as a productive offensive effort on Thanksgiving Day in Detroit, but you know, again, just the simple stuff that Matt Nagy says, and maybe fans and media get tired of hearing it, but find completions, have fun, you know, be yourself out there. Almost every week I do ask Matt Nagy in the pregame interview before the game, you know, what are you looking for these guys? And it always invariably goes back to the offense and Mitch and just having fun, letting it loose. So if that could be part of the solution, you know, you get a second chance to make a first impression right here. And the reason I say that is the midpoint has that feel. You know, you got seven conference games, and whatever aspirations you still have or whatever thoughts of trying to get into the mix at the end and pulling this thing out of the gutter, you know, you got that opportunity here with these teams playing. Four division games. This is the first of the four. I mean, it's still a long, long road out of that cellar. But, you know, if you can find these completions and get more people involved in the offense. I mean, last week with one targeted throw to Trey Burton, Anthony Miller, Adam Shaheen, and no catches. I mean, that you got to get more balance in here in the passing game, not just balance in the offense.
I've been saying this, Jeff, and I understand that this is a very bad idea, especially this week because of the quarterback you're against and the offense that has scored the points that the Lions are scoring. But I don't know that the Bears can get aggressive on offense, but I keep feeling maybe they can get aggressive on defense. And Chuck Pagano was supposed to be blitzing like crazy and all this stuff. I feel like I'm watching the Bears play a prevent sometimes because they know the offense doesn't score. Why not go after this guy? Why not go after this team? And I get it. You're risking a lot if you start going blitz happy, but I just want aggression out of my football team.
Right. I agree with you. I did think they were going to blitz a lot more than they have, and whether they're just – if that's their version of complimentary football right now to keep things close. This Lions team, they can get on you. They're the one of three teams now in the league to have the lead in every game, as the Bears had a lead in every game. Last week was the first time under Matt Nagy they did not in 2 years. And they keep the lead for a big chunk of the game. So if you want – You may have to get into that kind of game to beat the Lions. And as bad as the defensive numbers say, they still have some very impressive players, and they got to take down some very important people and figure out how to move them out of the way. So it's not going to be as easy. I think it's a very dangerous situation against this Lions team right now, because if you want to talk about confidence, Matthew Stafford has it as much as anybody right now. Darrell Bevell, who I one time did interview for the Bears coaching job years ago, has really unlocked his leash. I mean, he's just crazy good right now. And the Bears have not given up a lot of big plays, tied for third in the league in 20-plus yard plays, and he will challenge that no matter what they do, blitz or otherwise. He will do it. He's going to go downfield, and this is the day where the defense and the secondary in particular has to be quite aggressive at the catch point against those receivers, because they're tearing it up. That goes for the tight end, T.J. Hockenson.
Takeaways.
Most importantly, Galladay and Marvin Jones.
Yeah, I'm looking for takeaways, Jeff. That's what I'm saying. I think that would help a ton.
And this conversation with Jeff Joniak on a Bears Friday is brought to you by Duncan. Chicago runs on Duncan. And, Jeff, before we let you go, so if the Bears make the changes on the offensive line that Matt Nagy avoided talking about yesterday, but if Cody Whitehair goes back to center and James Daniels goes back to guard the way it was last year, how surprised are you that the Bears essentially are giving up in that experiment with James Daniels at center, a position many people believed was his best position?
Well, if they're going to do this, I won't automatically just rubber stamp it as a failure. I mean, it's maybe the idea of looking for any kind of spark to get the fire started. I mean, and I even think Matt referred to that in one of his quotes yesterday. You know, they are very lucky to have Cody Whitehair, number one. He is the most amenable player. Did I say that right? Amenable? Amenable player that they have on this roster, willing to do just about anything in the name of the team. And so he's constantly readjusting his position and style and substance and everything he has to do. So they're very lucky to have Cody Whitehair to even be able to make that switch if they're going to do that. And with Daniels, he's 22 years old right now. His best football is ahead of him. And I do believe he's one of the guys I circled to take that next step this year, and that those guys have not done that just yet completely. But he's still a very young player and still a lot to learn and to use his body in the right way. And maybe this is going to decompress some of the pressure on him as well for the time being. I wouldn't just assume that it means that he can never play center again. And if they decide that this is the way they want to move forward and it's a good thing, then I'm okay with that, too. That would be a positive.
All right, Jeff. Thank you, buddy. Looking forward to it. Hopefully the pain stops.
Yeah, thanks, Jeff. Great story in The Athletic.
Got to have that pain stop, man. Yep. Hurting too much. Got to get it down. Get it.
All right, pal. God bless.
See you guys.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.